9:30 promptly, please. And
Mr. Chairman, Dogfish are behind tab number 9 under Mid-Atlantic. There's several documents there. I'm not really going to go into a presentation. We have some. If anybody has questions, we can look it up. But the Mid-Atlantic Council met in Galloway, New Jersey, to adopt the spiny dogfish management measures for the 2012 fishing year. Following an update on the current status of the spiny dog fishery, the SSC and the Council's Monitoring Committee recommended a commercial quota for spiny dogfish of 35.694 million pounds in 2012. The Council also voted to recommend a 4,000-pound-a-day trip limit. Both of these actions represent an increase over the existing quota of 20 million pounds and the 3,000-pound trip limit. So with that, Karen, do you have the motion? Karen puts the motion up. Okay, on behalf of the committee, to approve the spiny dogfish ACL for the 2012 at 44,868,000 pounds, the ACT at 44,737,000 pounds, and a TAL of 35,740,000 pounds. The commercial quota at 35,694,000 pounds, and a trip limit of 4,000 pounds. That's a committee motion.
Committee motion, no second required.
It was, that motion was passed by the Mid-Atlantic Council. I believe it was a vote of 9-7 or something similar to that, in that range. Subsequent to that, ASMFC met, I believe, last week. ASMFC did not adopt these measures. So at this point in time, our council, I think what happens here, our council can approve this, disapprove it, come up with something different. What happens if we come up with something different than the MID, the regional administrator can pick between the MIDs and ours. We can pick the same as AFMFC. I mean, there's several different ways to go there. If we pick the same as the MID, it gets a little complicated, but I think then the industry has to do what is done by the states. And your trip limits and things would go along with what happened at ASMFC level. So with that, I think I'll leave it to somebody else.
Jim.
Frank, was there a projection done of how far in the year the 4,000-pound trip limit would get fisheries? Usually there's something like that done.
I don't have it.
Okay, I'm gonna go to the audience and then come back to the council. John.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. John Whiteside, representing the Sustainable Fisheries Association. The Sustainable Fisheries Association is a collection of processors in Massachusetts, in New Bedford and Gloucester, and who process spiny dogfish. We are in opposition to the motion that's before the committee, before the council, for a number of reasons. And we would propose, as the letter that I handed out this morning with the attachments, an alternative of a commercial quota of 30 million pounds and maintaining the current trip limits of 3,000 pounds. Those two figures of the 30 million pound TAL and 3,000 pound trip limit is what was passed at the Atlantic States last week. We were there, and the analysis, as I laid out in the letter, if I could briefly point to a couple of points, which is that the going with the 50% increase in the TAL from the current 20 million pounds to the 30 million, we believe would achieve a number of things. One, it's that it would kind of flatten out the different swings that appear to have happened and may be happening in terms of giving a steep increase to the TAL and then with the some scientific evidence pointing to a decline in the population, exploitable population, that we may have to swing back the other way. This is a more conservative approach. We believe it's a responsible way to manage the fishery and that we would advocate for that 30 million pound TAL. As for the 3,000 pound trip limit, we are also advocating that the council vote for the maintaining the current 3,000 pound trip limit. It's a way to extend the season. Extending the season would reduce the number of discards that currently going on or did go on this past fall, where the season closed and you had 2 months of discards. This is very important to us, and we believe that there's one other factor that the council should be aware of, realizing that we know it's not directly a council matter, but the spiny dogfish fishery is currently under consideration to be approved for MSC, and that going with the 30 million pound TAL, which is what the service had recommended and proposed at the Mid-Atlantic meeting, is something that would be in our favor and could dramatically hurt us. And if there was a vote to go to the 35 million pound, which was in opposition to what the service had proposed. So we believe altogether that this is a more responsible way at looking and managing the fishery at 30 million pound TAL and a 3,000 pound trip limit. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Okay. Steve Barndoller, good morning, from Sea Trade International in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and with two plants in New Bedford, Massachusetts also, where we process our dogfish. We've been in the business since the late 80s, and at the height of the market, as you know, it was about 65 million pounds of primarily adult females that were processed from northern Maine to the Carolinas. There are four processors now as part of our group, and just trying to reiterate somewhat what John said, we're close to the market. There's only an export market. There's no domestic market for this fish, as you know. I don't know exactly the percentage, but certainly the industry in Europe calls for large fish, large flaps for the German market, and therefore a larger percentage of adult females are caught on the fishery. I'm here to speak to the same reasoning, that leaving 5 million pounds of adult females in the water for further production is a more responsible, sustainable way of sending a message not only to the U.S., but primarily the European market, and particularly the people that listen to MSC and the NGO community. We already, with the MSC certification having been pre-approved on the first round, we're into the final draft, which will probably take another 6 or 9 months. We have three or four objections to the initial draft certification from NGO groups in Europe, primarily in Germany, that would like to take dogfish flaps off the menus entirely. I think the higher the quota, yes, can we cut 35.6 million pounds and put it in the freezer? Yes. It'll be a struggle. The waste product will be a struggle for us with that kind of volume going up 78% instead of the 50% that I would recommend to the 30 million pounds. Where it might, it certainly won't extend the season. That's a problem we have had this year at 20 million pounds. So our fishery stopped in early August, and it hasn't opened up again, just opened up again on the 1st of November. So we've effectively lost 2 months of the fall season for the fresh market, which is the most lucrative. So I think the higher quotas will simply depress prices, vessel prices here, which are now currently about 20 to 22 cents. I certainly could drop that level substantially. And I think caution and sending a message to the NGO community is very important. For us to recapture the German flat market, we need this certification desperately. The West Coast Pacific dogfish fishery has it. It's primarily a longline fishery. Ours is both gillnetter, somewhat longliner, and a trawler, but primarily a gillnet fishery. Without that certification, we're going to lose a lot of our export market. There's nowhere else to go with this fish. There are new markets opening up now, Russia to a certain extent, with some complicated approvals for planted exports. But I see the increase of 50%, which is not a the 5 million pounds doesn't sound like a lot of fish, but in our ongoing attempt to get this certification for our fishery and show it as a responsibly managed fishery, I think this is the sensible way to approach the matter, and I urge you to vote for the lower quota. Thank you.
Anyone else? Back to the council. Tom Dempsey, then Dave, then Dave.
Understanding the complexity of dogfish management and how many unfortunately, how many cooks are in the kitchen on this, and understand the desire to align with some of the other management entities on this. I support the Mid-Atlantic approach to the higher harvest level within the range. I think that's consistent with what we're trying to do with dogfish in terms of maximizing the sustainable harvest in a given year. I have been talking quite a bit with dogfish fishermen. And I think the majority of fishermen that I've talked to, the large majority, are most concerned about extending the season. The last 2 years, we've seen shutdowns on August 30th and September 1st before the fresh market opened. I just don't think that's the way to maximize the economic return on this fishery. So I'd make a motion to amend and maintain the trip limit at 3,000 pounds. If I get a second, I'll offer some rationale.
Seconded by Rodney.
Discussion. Great. Oh, excuse me.
Go ahead.
I think there should be a letter out front from a couple dozen dogfish fishermen that have been supportive of this concept. I understand the concerns of the processing community. I heard or read the summary from the ASMFC meeting, and I understand what they're going for, but in my mind, we have a dual objective here in dogfish fishery, and that's to maximize the harvest of the sustainable harvest of that stock, recognizing its impacts on a number of other very important commercial stocks. And I think we can do that without jeopardizing any stewardship certification and by extending the season and keeping people working.
I have Doug Grout.
I'll pass right now, Mr. Chairman.
Dave Preble.
It's just a question for Frank, if I may. Did the MID consider this certification argument? Is that part of the discussion? That I'm wondering about that.
Yes, that was brought up there.
It did.
Dave Pierce.
I certainly support the motion to amend to reduce the trip limit down to 3,000 pounds. If for no other reason, then ASMFC has decided to do that. We did that at our Boston meeting last week. The landings will be controlled by the states. We'll be at 3,000 pounds. So if we go with 4,000 pounds, 1,000 pounds won't be, well, 1,000 pounds will be illegal. So I've always said, over the years in dealing with spiny dogfish, that ASMFC really has the final say on spiny dogfish because the states are the ones that implement the landing limits and set the seasons, all of that. So for that reason, I will be supporting the 3,000, and I find myself in a very interesting position in that ASMFC decided to go with the 30 million pounds. I objected to that, but ASMFC adopted it. So if the council goes with a higher amount, that's a higher amount that cannot be landed because the states will be living with 30 million pounds, shutting down their fisheries when 30 million pounds is taken over the course of the fishing year. So I will support the motion, and I suspect that I will make a motion to further amend, not right at this moment, but further amend to reduce the number down to the 30 million, and at that time I'll provide some additional rationale for that motion.
Dave Gaethel.
I support the motion, and I have a little bit, probably made a little bit different take on this. We have a situation right now where the fishery's basically open 4 or 5 weeks, and then it becomes a directed discard for people that are fishing in other fisheries. I have fished September, October, and November now, hurling over 2,500 to 4,500 pounds of total dogfish virtually every day. So it seems to me to be a little bit incongruous to have a directed fishery at one point where it's, remember, this is an open access fishery, so everybody on the planet goes out to catch dogfish, and then August 30th or somewhere around there, the rest of us that have to continue to fish go out to discard dogfish, and then those people go back to doing something else. So, I'll support 3,000. I've personally thought the number should be lower for years. I've suggested we do something like 2,000 pounds. Our goal should be total mortality and keeping the fishery open the entire year, not having these closures, and trying to, match things up so we use as much of the bycatch as possible. Now, I understand that some of the dogfish you throw over live, and the numbers vary by gear type and whatnot, but some of them die. So having it open one time and closed another, to me, is the worst possible kind of management. We should strive for something that will keep the fishery open year-round, come up with a number. I think that was the question that was asked, is what number on a pounds, per day basis would keep this fishery open? And I think that's what we should aim for. That will cut total mortality, and that should be our goal, is to cut total mortality. Because, as I said, you can't fish, at least in the western Gulf of Maine, in the fall, without catching dogfish. There is no place to fish. And so, they're going to die anyway. And it would be better to have them die and, get processed than it is to just have them die and rot on the bottom.
Mark Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll oppose the motion from a purely parochial standpoint. I would prefer the 4,000-pound trip limit, particularly for Rhode Island fishermen who need to move their fish to the processors in Massachusetts. A larger possession limit provides them with greater economic incentive and benefit. Thank you.
Anyone else? Rodney.
Yeah, I also support the motion, and I also support Dr. Pierce's theory that we should stay in line with Atlantic states. Thank you.
Anyone else? I'll call the question. All those in favor of the motion to amend so indicate. Twelve in favor. Opposed? Four. Abstention? 12-4. Motion carries. I saw Doug Grout's hand first.
I'm going to save you some anguish here, Dave. I agree, since ASMFC is taking the stance already, the 30 million pound quota would be more appropriate. I'd like to make a motion to amend that the TAL to amend the TAL to 35 million pounds. And if I get a second, I'll be glad to give my rationale for this.
I,
Did I say 35? I wanted 30 million pounds. I'm sorry. Maybe my...
A million here, a million there. Is there a second, Rodney? Discussion. Dr. Pierce.
I would like it to be 40 million, 45 million. In the interest of ecosystem-based management and the fact that spiny dogfish are voracious predators of juvenile codfish and other things, and of course Gulf of Maine codfish is reportedly in trouble. But I thoroughly appreciate the fact that we have worked for quite a long time now to develop a sustainable fishery for spiny dogfish. This has been a major struggle over the years to rebuild this resource to get to the point where we would have, a relatively high quota that the commercial fishery could take advantage of. So we've been successful in that regard. The SSC, Mid-Atlantic Council SSC, has said that the 35.6 as a commercial quota is fine. It's scientifically valid. It is okay. And so we find ourselves in this very interesting situation where this council, if it adopts this motion, motion to amend, would be dropping down the commercial quota to that which ASMFC has adopted. I'm going to support the 30 million because I do indeed believe it will further foster the arguments that have been made so far, including by my agency, that the certification should be granted for the spiny dogfish fishery. Therefore, markets overseas should be more available. And with more markets overseas, that means more product can be landed, processed, and then sold, and potentially higher prices to the fishermen. That we all wait to see what will happen, but that seems to be a likely prospect. The processors have been thoroughly engaged with MSC certification, dealing with this issue for quite a long time. They spent quite a bit of money to try to get the certification. And because they are so supportive of the $30 million, they made that pitch. They think it will help their case. And I think it will help their case. Then I'll support the $30 million. I'll back off the higher number that I would rather support. And frankly, I did support that at the ASMFC meeting. But I'll back off to go to 30. Some people have said that when ASMFC meets in February, we might reconsider the dogfish quota if this council decides to go with a higher number. That obviously is something that could happen. I'll be thoroughly engaged in those conversations in February as well. But in the interest of following the lead of the processors, increasing the possibility of our getting this MSC certification, and reducing the likelihood of our having to, in the coming years, drop the quota down to a lower number, somewhat lower, because biomass does decline a little bit as the years go on. We won't be overfished, well above the threshold, but it does go down a bit. So to try to stabilize what the actual quota might be in the upcoming years, maybe at 30 million, I think the 30 million makes sense.
Doug Grout.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The reason I made this motion and I seconded the original motion at the ASMFC was because, first of all, this represents a 50% increase over last year's quota. That's a substantial increase, and as a result, I strongly suspect that the fishery will go into September in the northern region here because of that increase in landings. Increase in TAC, excuse me. Secondly, we are going to be experiencing in the near future by 2014 or 2015 a decline in what we can allow as a TAC because of the number of years we had of poor recruitment. And by harvesting fewer fish right now, that's going to result in a more stable tack during those low years as compared to now. So instead of going way up to 37 or 35 million and then having to go cut back to 20 million again, we may not have to cut back quite as far, and so we'll provide a much more stable fishery. Those were the two major reasons that I supported this, and I support this right now.
Rodney.
It's been corrected on the bottom line. Before it was corrected, it said 4,000-pound trip limit. Now it's down to 3, so that was...
Anyone else? Glenn, then Mary Beth and Tom.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I'm not sure who to address this to. Maybe Doug is chair of ASMFC, but I know the people said the SSC from the MID supported a higher number. Presumably they have good science to go on. I'm confused as to whether we're doing this to support what MSC wants, or are we, as Doug said, a precautionary approach? Is there some science to back up the lower number, or is it a combination of being precautionary and the marketing advantages that could occur because of it?
What I saw in Paul Rago's report is if we fish at a lower F, we have less of a downturn occurring in 2014, 2015, and beyond. And so that was one of the reasons, that was one of my major reasons, was we are getting, one, a 50% increase in the harvest this year, two, by staying at a 50% increase as opposed to a, I don't know what that increase, the other increase was 75 or 78% increase in the harvest. We will be providing for a more stable fishery in the out years here.
Pat, did you have a comment on that?
And Doug made most of my points. I'd also point out that the monitoring committee had recommended the $35 million as the upper limit. So they weren't necessarily recommending that number so much as a range, and that was the upper limit of the range. And we've gone from a quota of 4 million pounds in 2008 to potentially a 30 million pound quota, which, you know, is an amazing increase over just a few years. We've had a number of years with poor recruitment. I don't think we can feel completely confident that that situation has changed. And so I do think that there are definitely some other scientific issues that we need to take care that we need to consider from a management perspective in setting the quota.
Mary Beth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I'm glad we're having a discussion that's more science-based. I have some concerns about reducing a quota based on an MSC certification. We certainly do have a science process that's pretty robust, and it is robust, not pretty robust, and you just hate to think of the precedent that somebody could come back to us and say, well, you know, from anywhere in the world and say, well, for MSC certification, you've got to come in lower than what your SSC tells you. I just don't want us to use that justification. I don't think that's good. I think we could consider other things, and as long as we're, you know, making decision based on scientific concerns here and taking into account the needs of the fishery, then I'm more comfortable, but not on the MSC argument.
Tom Dempsey.
I just wanted to offer my assistance if Dr. Pierce wants to craft that motion for 40 or 45 million. I'd support that too. I think the reason we're coming up to where we are and the reason this quota has come up so quickly from 2008 is because it was set too low. And we're catching these hook for hook. We're getting huge swaths of our fishing grounds are inundated and unavailable to access groundfish because we can't get away from dogfish. I don't think that we should be held by where we were in 2008 because I think that was inappropriately low given the reality of the biomass of this stock. So I don't support this motion. I understand the intent to align with ASMFC. I think we can resolve those alignment issues, as Dr. Pierce pointed out, at the ASMFC meeting in January. I think the original motion would be consistent with what the Mid-Atlantic supported, be consistent with the scientific evidence or their assessment. And, you know, the bottom line in my mind is that we can catch this quota, we can cut this quota, and the fishery can sustain it. So beyond that, I don't really see an argument for why we would pick a lower number in a way that we haven't done in other fisheries. So I oppose that motion.
Jim Odlin.
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up with what Mary Beth said. I think that a TAL, 10,000 below the ACL, is certainly not going to cause MSC not to certify this fishery. I mean, I've had some limited experience with MRC, the certification people, and I think we're well within our range there to be able to get a certification, and I wouldn't want to lay that out as an argument either. So I am in support of the 35,000. Thank
you. Jim Weinberg.
Thank you. I just wanted to weigh in on the some of the science remarks that have been made, and I think Doug Grout and Pat Kirkle were correct in what they said. Just a few years ago when Paul Rego was doing the assessment, he was reporting that there had been a minimal values of recruitment for a long string of years preceding this. The sex ratio was highly skewed towards males. I believe it was on the order of 6 to 1. And it was indicating that the number of recruits per spawner was below average. And the number of large females in the population was very depressed. So that was the story of a few years ago. And, of course, the situation has improved. But I just wanted to just basically back up the science concerns that have been raised.
Mark Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I oppose the motion. I think the issues that processors have raised can be solved by the processors at a 35-million-pound level with regard to MSC certification, marketing conditions and situations, and so on. That's their problem. It's not mine. It's up to us to deliver the fish. And with regard to the recruitment stream and the projections for the future, that's just that. It's in the future. It may happen or it may not happen to the extent that it has been predicted. But even if it does fall off, I'm not particularly concerned about that. We have research, multi-species research that's being done by Jeremy Coley and John Steele. It suggested if we expect to restructure our fish communities to Gadoi-dominated communities that formerly existed, we will have to deal with the active restructuring of the Elasmobranch fishes in order to do so. So if they take a little dip downward, I'm not concerned about that in the future.
Anyone who has not spoken on this? Dave?
I support the motion. I was trying to find the table, and I can't find it. But at least on paper, the recruitment drops in a couple years. And whether you believe that or not, that's the best science we got at the moment. And I'd like to smooth things out here a little bit. I mean, if you take a little bit less now, you've got fish in the bank, and you take a little more next year and the year after than you would otherwise have. That helps smooth things out. And if it turns out that for some reason this estimate was high, then you've got, the fish is still in the bank. So I don't see this as an unreasonable alternative. The last thing I'd like to add is people say there's no recruitment. Go out and scan a basin at about 60 fathom and make a tow. You'll get bags and bags of dogfish that are about that big. There's certainly plenty in the pipeline, but whether it's what we have now or not, I can't say.
Again, anybody who hasn't spoken on early?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The recommendations you had before you here was made on SSC recommendations. That's where we get the numbers from. The original motion was for 30 million pounds. That was amended to 35 million pounds and 4,000 pound trip limit. I seconded that. And it was based on the giving the fishermen an opportunity to catch these animals. But we felt that we were within the guidelines of the SSC, and that's the basic history of this. Thank you.
Anyone else? Frank.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Erling's correct on that from that meeting. But I'm also going up, I'm looking at document number two, and I'm going down to, I think it's page 14. No, it's like more than that. It's page 21. And it's, these are a little different. These were prior to the meeting, but these were proposed management measures for 2012 to 2016. And as you go down, and this particular, this was from Jim Armstrong to the council, and he had in there at the time a £31 million for this year, £31 million for next year. But what I find is disturbing here as I go down, if you get up to 2014, it's got to $29 million, and you get 2015, $24 million, and in 2016, it's even lower. But if you look what's happening here, if you look at the U.S. discards, that figure hasn't changed. He keeps it at $8.9 million. And if you go with what, you know, Dave said before, the amount of discards that he has in the fall and that number has to go up. The lower you make the 35 million pounds, your discards are going to go up. And we're already at a 9 million pound discard. So I can't see in a fishery allowing this kind of discard to go on. If you lower it here, I don't know why it didn't change in the table, but that number would have to go up. When this fishery closes, as Dave said, you cannot avoid these fish. And, you know, Dave made a statement that we are regulated. Maybe I'm wrong. Pat's got a hand up real quickly. But Dave said, you know, right away that it's Atlantic States that manages this fishery, and no matter what we do, it doesn't make a difference. But I don't think that this council should give up its authority to ASMFC. If we think it's the right thing to do, it's the right thing to do. It's not the right thing to do because of what ASMFC did, or it's not the wrong thing to do because of what they did. We have to stand on what we feel is the right thing to do at the time. Thank you.
Pat?
Yeah, I just point out that discard estimate is based on 2009 when the quota was 12 million. So I think your logic there is maybe backwards. But I completely agree that if we think it's the right thing to do, we should do the right thing. I think it's the right thing to do based on what we know about the biology of this resource, and what we know about the fishery, and what we know about the life history characteristics of this fishery.
Anyone else on the council? Call the question on the motion to amend. All those in favor, so indicate. 8 in favor. Opposed. 8 opposed. It's the chair's policy not to vote on this, so the motion fails. So we're back to the main motion. Which is the 35 million quota and 3,000 pound trip limit. Further discussion. Dave?
Well, just I guess a question to, I'm not sure who at this point. We're going to have three different sets of recommendations now. So who is, David Pierce said the states control the landings, but they also control the poundage to some extent as well, right? So I'm just not sure where we are at the moment. You know, what's going to actually happen? What's the de facto meaning of the vote that was just taken?
I asked the regional administrator that earlier today. I saw her hand up if she'd like to explain it.
So so the process at this point is the Mid-Atlantic Council will submit their specification package, and they will have to analyze both their recommended preferred alternative as well as the New England Council's preferred alternative. And the Fishery Service will make the final decision on the specifications for next year. It does not have to be one or the other of those. So it'll go through a proposed final rule process. And the timing on that is, I think, sometime in the, was it March or so, we'd probably be trying to issue a proposed rule, somewhere around there.
For Dr. Pierce?
Yeah, my understanding would be that if this motion passes, we have the monitoring committee saying 35.7, 694. We have both councils saying 35.694. Therefore, the service has no option, right? It would be implemented as 35.694 pounds. Are you sure about that? Because that's my understanding. When you have no latitude when all three agree to do the same thing. The landing limit's a different story. You can choose if there's a difference between councils as to what the option should be. So I guess I need to have that clarified. That's been my understanding for years. The spiny dogfish plan is unique in terms of how it's structured, and that is the requirement as I understand it. You have no flexibility.
That's not how I understand it, but we'll certainly need to look more closely at that.
We looked at it very closely.
It's a specification, and the agency, as I, you know, typically in a specification, the agency has the authority to set the specifications consistent with the FMP objectives.
Further comment? Call the question on the motion, the main motion as amended. All those in favor? Opposed? 3 opposed, abstention, 0. 3-13-0, the motion carries. Frank, do we have anything more on dogfish?
No, Mr. Chairman, that's all I have.
Are you ready to move on to enforcement?
I think so.
And before.